So the question was asked, how do we discern in life when the difficulties we encounter, when are they a sign you should stop doing it? And when are they a test? Will you stop doing it? So I just want to illustrate different occurrences in Tanakh and in Chazal that support both ideas, that both occur. Avram Avinu is en route to the Akedah. So Chazal tell us he came upon an area where there was never water flowing. And suddenly there was a whole stream there, and he couldn't traverse the stream. And he walks into it until the waters reach up to his nose, and that's why we do Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. We say, on this day, Avram went to do the Akedah, and he went by a stream, so too that merit should be by us today. So the Medrash recounts a whole story of 10 different tests that happened as Avram was en route. An old man came and started telling him, don't you think you're hallucinating? Well, you really think this is what God wants of you? Don't you think you're going to undo everything you did in your past? A young man comes to Yitzchak and says, don't you think he's gone mad? Do you really think he saw a vision? The Medrash goes time and again, and even at the end, the Torah tells us that the ram comes down and Hashem says, take it, but the ram gets caught. He's got to go out there and untangle the ram. Test or sign? His wife dies. Yosef does what's right and he gets sold to Egypt. Yaakov does what's right. Avram Avinu does what's right. He goes up there, it's Canaan, and there's a famine. So he has to go down to Egypt. First time in world history there's a famine. He went up to Canaan. Hashem said, it'll be good. He loses all his wealth. His wife gets abducted. Boy, that's not such a pretty picture, right? He did everything that's right, and the outcome was everything that's wrong. Here you have, he's doing what's right, and he gets tested all the way. Yonah wants to run away from Hashem to Nineveh. He comes to the port. There are no ships to be seen. The last ship set sail 3 days ago. And in comes a wind and throws that ship 3 days' journey back into the port. And Yonah looks and he says, what a sign! Hashem obviously likes what I'm doing. Got it wrong. Right? So signs don't always work that way. Sometimes everything seems to play itself right, and it's wrong. Sometimes everything seems to play itself wrong, and it's right. And sometimes the other way. Eliezer comes to the well, and he says, the girl that'll offer me a drink, and my camels a drink. What do Chazal say about Eliezer? Oh boy, you're lucky. That could have turned all backward on you. Maybe she'd be blind in an eye. Maybe she'd be a mamzeres. Look at how Hashem took care of him, because all those signs, come on. What do those signs mean? Maybe beneath her long dress, she's crippled in both legs and you didn't notice. Chazal say, how do you know? That's how you choose a wife for Yitzchak? You know, so you looked for the midos, but what about everything else? But the sign worked, right? So the sign sometimes works and sometimes not. So how do you know? So we have a Gemara in Krisus that's quoted in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Simna Milsehi. Simon is something. Okay, we'll get back to that Gemara. Let's hold off on that Gemara. Let's go back a few generations, back to the Torah. Okay? So what does it say in the Torah? What does it say in the Torah? Lo tinachashu velo teoneinu. What does lo tinachashu velo teoneinu mean? Don't be superstitious. Don't assume just because of a sign that means one thing or the other. Lo tinachashu. Don't say a black cat walked through my path, that's it. I'm not going down that path. Don't say if the first business deal the first business deal I made with this product didn't work, okay, now business is not going to work with that product. No. Lo tinachashu. Don't try to figure things out. Don't assume that there are onot, there are times. Today's a sunny day, today's a day to sell flowers. Today's a rainy day, today's a day to sell water. No, you can't go based on the seasons and the signs, and if it makes sense, you know, maybe there are times when the flowers are good produce, okay, sell flowers. But not because you think based on the stars and the signs, and you'll know what time is going to make good money. So the Torah tells us, lo tenachashu. Don't do things that are superstitious, that make no sense. The Torah tells us, you're not allowed to go in the footsteps of the Emori, which means you're not allowed to do things that make no sense. This week's parasha, right? So if you have a custom that makes no sense, you can't do it. People tell you all kinds of funny things. You wake up and you sneeze, go throw some sand out the window. What does that have to do with it?
Drop salt.
You drop salt in the mud?
Like you spill salt over you. You can throw it behind you. No matter who's behind you, it doesn't matter. Ah.
That was in the movie Dumb and Dumb.
Or left shoulder? Okay. The right doesn't work. Right.
My brother used to say that if he ever builds a hotel, I don't know if you've seen this in the United States, hotels have an 11th, 12th, and 14th floor. No 13th. No one wants them.
Almost all buildings in the United States have no 13th floor except...